It's 79 degrees and mostly sunny in Nashville. We expect it to be very hot and humid today. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 9:04. The man in charge of Davidson County's jail says he plans to take the state of Tennessee to court. Sheriff Darren Hall says too many people who ought to be in state prisons are being left in his jail instead. Hall tells News Channel 5 he's continually asked the Department of Correction to carry out transfers, but those requests have been ignored. He says that has created overcrowding in the local jail. That costs Metro Nashville millions of dollars per year, and it means the jail cannot pass state inspections. The agency that runs Nashville's Music City Center just spent $50 million on a neighboring property. That buy was part of an expansion plan. Land used to have a parking garage for federal employees at the Estes Cafavra building, but that was demolished. The Convention Center Authority has discussed a plan that would cost about $750 million. The Convention Center had hundreds of millions in surplus funding. That's because an agreement with the city and state routes some tax money into the Convention Center's account. But this year, lawmakers passed a bill in the state legislature giving that money to other projects. That included the $300 million investment in the East Bank redevelopment. Well, there's a break in the rain today, but more is expected through the coming weekend. In recent years, wet conditions have wreaked havoc on the Bonnaroo Music and Arts Festival in Manchester, which is scheduled to start tomorrow. But so far this year, it appears the show will go on. Bonnaroo's Instagram has posted in the last week promoting this year's food vendors, craft sellers, and merch. This is 90.3 WPLN News.